From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Berg reporting. Talks continue in Vienna over Iran's nuclear program, with both sides saying that much more work is needed. The head of the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, who met with Iranian leaders in a brief visit to Tehran Thursday, says that much more work is needed before a nuclear agreement can be reached. As Edward Uranian reports, Amano says he now has a better understanding of how to resolve a major sticking point.
Iranian state TV put a positive face on the Amano visit to Tehran, saying his presence in the Iranian capital showed the will to overcome key sticking points to a nuclear deal. UN watchdog head Amano, however, sounded more cautious, insisting that more work is needed before a deal can be reached. Amano's trip centered on two key sticking points in any nuclear deal, which involve IAEA inspections of Iran's nuclear sites and Western demands that the group meet with top Iranian nuclear scientists. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who would be the ultimate deal-maker or deal-breaker, insisted several weeks ago that Tehran would not allow the IAEA to visit what he called military sites, adding that no meetings with Iranian scientists would take place either. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A poll of Greeks likely to vote in Sunday's referendum on a European bailout proposal indicates they are nearly evenly divided between an up or down vote. The poll of 1,000 people indicated about 44.8% of respondents say they will vote yes on the bailout terms, 43.4% said they would vote no, 11.8% are undecided. European leaders have warned that a no vote in the referendum would amount to Greece becoming the first country to leave the 19-nation eurozone during the common currency's 16-year history. This is VOA News. Witnesses say that Boko Haram militants executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Residents of a town in Nigeria's Borno state say that Boko Haram fighters entered their town before dawn Friday and went house to house looking for the alleged defectors. One resident said 11 people were found slaughtered at the Eid praying ground outside of town. He said all 11 were recent arrivals whom residents had suspected as possible Boko Haram members. Boko Haram is blamed for several attacks this week in the deadliest wave of violence since President Muhammadu Buhari took office on May 29th. There you go. Cheers and sighs of relief Friday after a solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific. In the riskiest leg of its 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without a drop of fuel, the Solar Impulse 2 touched down lightly on a Hawaiian airstrip. Pilot Andre Borschberg has now beaten the previous longest solo piloting record that was held by American adventurer Steve Fawcett. After its Pacific voyage, the plane will make up to three stops in the United States, touching down in Phoenix, Arizona, and New York City, and possibly another location depending on weather conditions. The final legs after crossing the Atlantic include a stopover in southern Europe or North Africa before heading back to Abu Dhabi, where the journey started in late July or early August. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have issued an alert calling for local authorities and the public to remain vigilant. That's because of possible threats following recent calls for violence by the Islamic State group during Ramadan. Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the patriotic holiday in the United States. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Tunisia and Kuwait attacks. Philippine authorities say that the death toll from a ferry accident has risen to 50 and that at least five people remain missing. At least 141 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the Kim Nirvana went down Thursday just minutes after leaving Ormoc City on the island of Leyte on its regular route to the Camotes Islands. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.